So when he was revealed first time, he got he received revelation first time, the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
He got interpreted by an eminent scholar who was Jew. Why he could not understand himself? Because he was so dear to God and he was the head of the prophets.
Because I have already explained it so many times, and I think in your presence, as far as I remember correctly, that because the beauty of the character of every prophet lies in their modesty and humility. You look in the backlight of history and in the light of your own estimation of the greatness of that prophet. But he looks introvertly upon himself in extreme attitude of humility, greatest possible modesty. So when they are done something, they are shown some favor by Allah, like ordinary mean people, they don't consider they deserve this, they earned that favor. On the contrary, those who do deserve, they think they do not deserve. Like Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has explained, ye sarasar fazl o ehsaan hai ki main aaya pasand, warna dargah mein teri kuch kam na thi khidmat guzar. Main to mar kar khaak hota gar na hota tera fazl, phir khuda jaane kahan ye phenk di jati wo baat. It's entirely, totally your grace, your favor that you have chosen me. Otherwise, in your people ready to serve your cause, capable people to serve your cause were not fewer. They were in abundance. Yet you chose me. That is entirely your grace, not that something I deserve. Then he says that I would have died after a vain life. A death which is meaningless, which is just simply destruction. So that my body, when it would have turned to dust, would have been spread all over the places through wind, which carries the dust of everybody's body ultimately, and spreads around. That is to say, I was so worthless that I should have died an ordinary, meaningless death, with the result that my body was not worth caring for. It would be scattered to the four corners of the earth by the wayward winds. Yet, he says, it is entirely your grace, 100% your grace, that you have chosen me to serve a noble cause. This he said while Allah was speaking to him, while he was already appointed. Why? If he knew he was beloved of God. Knowing it, yet the prophets believe that they are beloved because it's Allah's favor. They on their own do not earn anything. If Allah rejects them, they won't think some injustice has been done to them. So people of lower order, even much lower order, sometimes take it into their head that they are pious people and they are earning Allah's favors. This is why the Holy Quran condemns this attitude. Akramahu wa na'amahu. What is the verse? Yaqulu Rabbi Akraman. Now this is the full verse, please. Iza abtala. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيُقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا وَإِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيُقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Yes, sir, yes. It says that there are some people, I mean, Allah is condemning this attitude here in this verse, it's so obvious. It's some people who are so vain that when Allah shows some favor to them, they say, my God has honored me, as if I deserved honor, you know. They tell people in a way of their self-aggrandizement, showing off, look here, I'm such a person, Allah has favored me this. So Allah condemns this attitude. So how could you expect a condemned attitude in the very best of people, in the Holy Prophet of Islam.